An ancient symbol of human rights just wrapped up its first U.S. tour. It's a Cyrus cylinder, a small piece of clay from ancient Persia, but it's inscribed with what's believed to be the first human rights charter in writing. Persian King Cyrus the Great wrote the charter in the year 539 BC, after the conquest of Babylon. The Cyrus cylinder was on display at the Getty Villa in Los Angeles, a city that's home to the largest community of Iranians outside of Iran. The world's Sonia Narang went to the exhibit to speak with some of them about the tour.
Since its discovery more than 100 years ago, the clay cylinder has become an iconic artifact for Iranians. It seems especially meaningful for Iranian expats here. As soon as I walked into the exhibit, I saw a woman wiping her eyes.
I burst into tears. I got so excited, and something inside me just reacted. I don't know, maybe it's Iranian blood? I don't know.
Zora Sadrzadeh stood in front of the cylinder with her college-age daughter, Roxanne, the first generation in her family to grow up in the U.S.
And all of a sudden, I turn around and I see that she's got tears running down her face as she's staring at it and just overwhelmed. And I saw another daughter with her mom saying, yeah, my mom had the same reaction. Yeah, it was very overwhelming for her.
What does the Cyrus cylinder mean to you personally?
I think it's just a reminder of how much influence Persia had on the world. There's a lot of awe and respect for it. It's a big deal to see something part of my heritage that I don't get to see very often.
Zora said the cylinder meant even more to her because of the political situation in her country.
Cyrus is the father of Iran, and the fact that he wrote this declaration of human rights, and the fact that Iranians don't have basic human rights in Iran, maybe that's another reason. I couldn't control myself. I started crying.
Ali Hajimiri also brought his children. He left Iran at the age of 22, and now he teaches engineering at Caltech. He talked proudly about Cyrus the Great's legacy.
The conqueror used to completely take over everything and subjugate the people around them. And when Cyrus came to power, considering how vast the empire became at the Persian Empire at the time, I think he realized that that model is not going to work. Arguably, it was one of the first true empires in the sense that he gave the local people the ability to have self-governance to some extent.
Bahman Fatih, who's lived in L.A. since 1977, says he's thrilled to see the cylinder. And he says he thinks cultural exchanges like this exhibit can help change Americans' negative views about Iran.
This tour has been very successful in a way to introducing Iranians in the end as peace-loving people like many other people around the world, which I think they are.
The Cyrus cylinder is scheduled to head to Mumbai before returning to the U.K., where it's a part of the British Museum's permanent collection. Some of the expats here say they'd like to see the cylinder go on exhibit in Iran again, so that more people there could see this part of their history. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Los Angeles.
You can see the Cyrus cylinder on our website. We have pictures at pri.org.